Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Father, I just thank you for an opportunity to rest in your presence. I thank you for a deeper understanding of really how good you are and how you've provided everything we need to live at peace in you and with you and for you. And I sense the season that we're in, there's a shifting that's taking place inside of our minds, inside of our emotions, and inside of our will. There's a pulling and a redirecting of a oneness in him. And I believe that this season will be the greatest opportunity for those who have sought him with all their heart. Now, last week, I don't know if you were here last week or not, but last week we talked a little bit about hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is like a tree of life. It is like the awesomest thing when it's of God, birthed of God. And I know there's many people who get weary in the journey, or weary in the travel, or weary in just trying to do what's right and against the obstacles of our flesh, or maybe attack, or just getting off course somehow. And I have sensed this. And I'm asking the Lord to give me words to speak on the importance of grasping onto Jesus to help us push through into who he created us to be. And many people get caught up in the brokenness of their lives and the process of trying to get healed. And I'm all for getting inner healing, and I'm all for dealing with our stuff. But if it's not with the Holy Spirit, or if it's not in God, or if it's not through the Word, is it a work of flesh? And will there be delay? There's a way of inner healing with the Holy Spirit that helps us ask the key questions to seek freedom. And as we have been taught, all of us have been taught, to ask Holy Spirit help, I'm watching in the Spirit this strategy, and it's so easy, and now don't think I'm saying it's so easy, just do it. It's so easy to dial in and receive all that he has for us, but it's also so easy to get distracted by the cares of the world. It's like the two are pulling and pushing at the same time. And it's very common to get caught up in the trap of the circle of going around the barn, and not getting the breakthrough, which causes, a little bit of deferred hurt, or maybe it's not for me, or maybe, I thought I heard the Lord say this is something that he's promised me, and it's in his word, but I just don't see it. And we talked about that last week. And as I've been praying this week, I've been seeing strategies in heaven, and I'm also seeing the strategies from the fallen world of deception. And I'm hoping this makes sense as I try to clearly deliver all the stuff that's inside of me that the Holy Ghost has been giving me. And I tried to study it and write it out, and he wouldn't let me. So I'm just praying for his grace to help me, because I really sense there's an opportunity for huge growth and development, something that he's wanting us to have, but we just kind of are dull and missing it. Not all of us, but some of us. And Or maybe there's a circumstance that just came up or just keeps coming up and you can't seem to pull away from it, or it keeps trying to suck you back in. And as I've been praying this week and listening, you know, he's given me a few things and he's reminded me of some of my past mistakes. And I love when he does that, because I love when he corrects me. I just do. You know, because it brings me into the center of his truth again in a new area or an area, and it propels the blessings. And so some of you don't like correction, and I'm just going to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you what the root cause of why you don't like correction. You know, is it something that happened to you when you were a kid and you keep triggering to that? You know, I'm not sure, but I'm just speaking by the Holy Ghost. So I like correction. I love a powerful message where it brings truth and it opens my eyes to understanding, and I go, aha, the problem is me. It's not my neighbor. So there's a couple things I want to share. One is, I just got to just plug this because it's so powerful. I listened to the Word of the Month today for June. It just came out, but it's not out. But it's in editing and uploading pipeline. It is so powerful, and it's what the Lord has been talking to me about. But when Holly releases it, it's full of clear direction on how to. And so I'm encouraging you to listen to the Word of the Month soon, because I think it's going to help you ask those questions or pull so that you can say, aha, this is what I need to do. And so if you're not a partner, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm just going to say partnership. We release a prophetic word to the partners. It's a now word, and it is a now word. And it's for anybody who partners with the ministry. And partnership, you can go online, sign up, partner. You can do it on the back table. Kina can help you, somebody will help you, and you receive a prophetic word, what the Lord is saying now to you. It's available on MP3, it comes out in a CD if you're old school and like to have the old CD that gets delivered to you. So, with that being said, I'm going to say that that's going to be on the website in like 2 days, for those of you who are MP3ers, okay? So, what is going on in the spirit is, it's laid out there, but you know, just like any good promise, you have to contend for it. And sometimes we get spoiled or lazy or busy or sidetracked and we forget to contend. And I just want to say, I really sense that the season, there's been a shifting and there's a season of great grace to receive impartation of your true identity in Christ Jesus if you will contend and master the distractions of the day. And so the distractions, they come and they go, and another day comes and another day goes. But I really sense that this is, there's like a, I don't want to say there's a line in the sand, because that's not what I'm seeing, but there's such an urgency of no delay. Don't delay on this. If you've been crying out, Lord, what is the problem? You know, you promised this, you said this in your word, but I'm not seeing it. I'm telling you, give Jesus 30 days and go after it with all you have. Meaning show up, make your date and show up. Because there's a release that is waiting, and it's available for whosoever. You know, you read through scriptures and it talks about for those that have ears to hear or those that have eyes to see. You know, there's so much dulling in the spirit right now, and the body of Christ needs a good shaking and a good awakening, but wouldn't it be better to be shaken and awakened by the Holy Ghost than by a trauma or an earth issue? The choice is always ours. And so he is trying to prepare us, the bride, for the greater works that he laid out from the beginning of the foundation. And we've gotten so accustomed to church on Wednesday, church on Sunday, Bible study on Tuesday, prayer call on whatever day. And I'm not saying those are all bad things, but when they become a habit and we're just kind of doing it while we do the dishes, There's an urgency in the Spirit. There's an urgency for those that can hear and see. But it's not like, oh, bad things are coming. It's like God's got something for his bride. It's a beautiful thing, but it won't come casually. You know, for so long, church has eaten breadcrumbs and living on leftovers, and people are releasing leftovers or counterfeits that the church has a hard time recognizing a true prophetic release from the throne. And we need to learn to exercise our discernment. We have to practice exercising our discernment. I said we have to practice exercising our discernment. Well, how do you do it? Through use. Know the Word and know Jesus through the Holy Spirit and grow in God. It's very easy to get caught up into mimicking or acting, but God is calling your true identity to front and center. He is calling you. And when he calls, he doesn't just say, aha, come up. It comes from deep intimacy. It comes from those nights, those late nights, those early mornings, those set-apart afternoons. That's where the stuff gets put in. It doesn't happen from one great meeting that you sat in and the anointing fell on you. The anointing is fresh and it's always alive because it's him. It's always him. We steward what he gives. But be careful about imitating and following imitation. It's hard to tell counterfeit if you don't know him, truly know him. And I'm sad to say that many Christians do not know him through relationship. They know him through word, which is, praise the Lord, that's powerful. I came in backwards. I knew him through relationship first. And that's always been easy for me. But I know there's some people that only know him through the word, and that's good, but there's more. The word is alive. It's powerful. And he's calling us deep in. Deep calls to deep. And there's a storm. There's a storm out there, and it's brewing. And some people are so caught up in looking at the clouds. How close is the storm? Get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in Jesus, and you will know what to do and when to do it every day, not just when that storm comes. Be careful what you're feeding. Be careful what your eyes are seeing. Be careful what you're listening to. I had an email pop up, a prophetic email, filled with doom and gloom. Now, were those things going to happen? They may. But the tone to it was fear-based. I had to pray that thing off me. That spirit of fear tried to jump on me. We need to become attuned to the stillness. So when the winds start to just blow a little bit, we hear and do what he says. Sometimes we get caught up in the fun. Who's been to a Holy Ghost meeting? Hoot, hoot, when it's, you know, his presence is so strong, and you got the revelation straight from the throne, and you were like, oh my gosh, I think I'm in heaven. Am I in heaven? I think I am. Has anybody been to a meeting like that, where the presence was so strong, or the conviction so heavy, you just laid there and you thought you were going to combust because You know that you're such a sinner, such a wretched person, or you've been in a meeting where you watched a limb grow out or a blind eye open, or maybe you saw somebody who was so demonically possessed and instantly they got their healing. You've been to some meetings like that? Amen. Amen. Be careful that you're not chasing after the glory and the goosebump. I'm an ex-junkie, an ex-glory junkie, but I didn't even know it. But because of relationship with Holy Spirit, he confronted me. I was chasing after him because I love signs and wonders. I love watching him move. And I love the presence. I love his presence. And one day he said to me, "You're a glory junkie." I'm like, "Who, me? Not me." But I knew what he was talking about. A junkie always denies it. You know, not me. And I made a decision on that day. "Lord, I'm not chasing nobody but you. I'll never go to another service again. I only want you." Now, part of me was like, "But I really want to go because I like that." But the other part of me was like, "No. He is the one true God, and I'm going to serve him and him alone." And at that moment, my life shifted because it was no longer all about me and what I could get at a service. It was about him and glorifying his name, whether I stayed home and did dishes or whether I was reading his word or in whatever. So be careful, because there were days when, you know, when his presence is moving, you hear about it. "Oh, there's a meeting at so-and-so's house. I'm going." Always pray and always ask if you should go. And you think, "Well, why? If he's there, shouldn't I be there?" Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the atmosphere. One, maybe he's preventing you from a car wreck. Two, maybe your children need you tonight, but they don't know, you don't know it yet. Or your husband. Or three, maybe you're just not supposed to go. Now, I have blown it so many times in my early days because I didn't know, or I would know, but I'd be like, "I think I still know best." It took me a while to come to the understanding that God really does know best. I thought I did. But he is the one. He cares so much about us. He knows every detail, and he does know best. And we have stories of people, you know, who we've heard stories where, you know, the Holy Spirit said, "Turn right," but they didn't, and they went straight, and boom, they got in an accident. We know stories like that, and they're horrible stories. And God's not punishing us for disobedience. He's just, you know, trying to protect us by staying obedient. And so I remember one time I was going to, I used to like to go out of town to this meeting place. And listen, I'm not bashing meetings, okay? Get that straight. I'm bashing my rebellion. I'm bashing I know best. That's what I'm saying, you know. And so I remember I would just go all the time on the weekends. I'd go to this certain place and hang out because God was moving. And I would have some amazing encounters. But the Lord started to tell me. And at first he was like, "Go." But then he was like, "Don't go." And I'm like, "But I like it there." So I'm not listening to you telling me not to go. And I kept going and going and going. And did something bad happen to me? Not the first time. Not the second time, not the third time, not the fourth time. And see, that's what happens. "Well, my hand didn't burn, so I'll do it again." Well, nothing really bad happened, so I am going to go again. See, self-will will get us in trouble, and he gave us self-will. That's why we have to co-labor with him, and he is the one in charge. And you know, I'll just cut it short in half. The conviction grew stronger in my heart of "Don't go, don't go," but I kept going. And then the day came when there was a major attack on my life, and I could have prevented that if I would have listened to the Lord. And so I'm not going to go into the details of it, but I was running there because I liked chasing after the glory and the signs and wonders. So be careful where you go. And I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm trying to wake you up. Not everything is of God also. Could that have been counterfeit spirits operating? I'm not even going to talk about that yet, okay? So, you know, because in the end times, think about it. Even the elect will be deceived. That frightens me. That frightens me. Not me. That frightens me. We think we got it all together, but listen, we're just babes in the kingdom of God. That's how he designed us. Co-laborers, heirs to the kingdom of the promises. We get the rule and reign, but we do it with him. Not for him, and not without him. And so he's shaking us up because sometimes we get in a pattern, like I said, Bible study, church, blah, blah, blah. And we get so accustomed to doing it a certain way that we miss that still small voice of, come over here. You know, it talks about the doorway being very narrow and shallow. You know, there's many doorways in the kingdom of God. There's many doorways in the spirit realm filled with awesome things that he wants to show us. But if we're so caught up with, we do it this way on this day, I fast every Monday, I fast every Friday, I fast the first of the month for 10 days, whatever it is. Listen, I was trying to fast, and the Lord, I thought, oh, I'm going to fast. He's like, no, you're not. That's not what we're doing this time. We're doing something different. Oh, okay, we're doing something different. It's a different type of fast. It has nothing to do with food. And see, if we are not aware that he's changing or calling us to a different direction, and we're denying ourselves food because that's why we always did it that way, so now you're not eating, you're miserable, and you're not getting your breakthrough because that's not the door you're supposed to be in. That's a tough one. I'm not even going to ask you if you ever did that. I'm going to fast. Never fast without the Spirit of God, because a fast of the flesh is only for the flesh, and it'll really just profit you a couple days of health and a reset. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying if you want breakthrough, I love fasting, and it always brings breakthrough, but it's not the fast that I think it is. It's the fast he designed for me. Does that make sense? So there's a lot going on. Meanwhile, the church is trying to get whole or healed and delivered from all the stuff that we, you know, all the stuff that came at us through life, childhood, all that stuff. Listen, put it all behind you and go after him. Stop trying to figure out why this happened to you and why you behave this way. Sit with him. Sit with the Holy Spirit. Open up the word and say, talk to me. And just let him talk. Let him say what he's been trying to say. Instead of us going to him and saying, listen, I got this problem. I've been trying to do this. I can't do that. I don't understand it. Talk to me. What are you saying right now? And then do what he says to tell you to do. Does that make sense? Okay, so I am like really excited for this season. I don't know if it's season. I don't know what to call it. But there's like a change taking place. And I am so excited to see what the body of Christ looks like as they press in, because it's never, okay, we pressed in, now we got it. It's always more, there's always more, there's always more. And I'm always going after the more, more, more in him. I don't care so much about the stuff in the earth. I don't. But I care about what he cares about. And that's what he's trying to get us to understand. It's not about us. It's about him and what he's doing. But meanwhile, we're trying to deal with our own issues and get healed and delivered and set free. But we're doing it in our own way instead of, Lord, help me with this. Show me. I'm afraid to deal with this. Why am I afraid to look at this? Why does this always happen to me? Start asking him those questions when you're sitting in his presence, and he will open up. He'll give you a picture, a flash of something, maybe a word you spoke, or maybe a word your parent or somebody spoke over you, and he will help you unlock the brokenness. He'll help you get healed of the past. And that stuff was all enemy sent. That was all part of the enemy's strategy to keep you where you're at instead of where God has called you to be. He's called us so much higher than we're sitting at right now. And with all the technology that we have at our hands, it's so easy to get distracted. You know, look up a Bible verse, next thing you know, you're responding to somebody on Facebook. How did that happen? You know, is it time to fast from social media? Could that be one of your fasts? Is it time to put away the game that you always play? Is it time to put away the TV set and go after God? Do you remember last week we talked about the first love when we first got saved and, you know, how we would just go after, spend hours and do whatever he said or try to, you know, what happened? Did we become old married couples with Jesus and, you know, we're just kind of like, what do you want for dinner, you know? What happened to the first love? And remember we played that song late at the end of the service with Keith Green, you know, when he was talking, you know, about, you know, what happened to my heart? I want baby skin again. I want to be a baby again. You know, that's a prayer. I want to be a baby again. I want to just be, you know, so in love with you, and I don't care about all this stuff. I just want to be with you and in your presence. That's powerful. That's a powerful prayer to pray. Ugh, say that fast. Powerful prayer to pray. And so, I said all that to say this. Master the distractions that so easily set you astray. And how do you do that? With the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus, help me. I don't know how to do this, but I'm setting my course today. I'm changing direction. I'm not satisfied with this lukewarm Christianity junk. I'm done playing church. I'm going after you. It's you and me, baby. You and me. We're doing this together. Help me. Show me. And then maybe you blow it and you end up, you know, down a dead-end road. Here I am again. Bring me back. Holy Spirit, help me. Stay in you. Help me understand the schemes of my flesh and my traditions and patterns and stuff and break me out of it. Break me out of it. Shake me loose of the debris that I surround myself in for comfort because I don't want change. You know, the disciples, they were very bold and they did a lot of moving and traveling with Jesus. You can be bold and move and travel with Jesus while you're in your prayer chair. He's calling us higher. Will you say yes to it tonight? Kyle, you got something? Come on, I know you do. Come on, get up here.
Does she have a mic?
Get on my air. Hallelujah. So I just feel like the Lord is saying it is a new day. And I'm inviting you out of the place you've been in. And some of you have had some shaking. Shaking, where the things you knew got shaken. And the places that you were walking got shaken. And you got shaken. Walls fell down, ceilings fell in. Not everybody, but some people. And you've been like, what's going on? And the Lord is saying, come out of there. I brought you to this place for a reason because I had to get your attention. I'm trying to get your attention because I'm doing a new thing. It's not like anything you've seen before. And so as you step forward into this place that I have for you, I'm going to open your eyes wide, not your natural eyes, but the eyes of your spirit man. Remember when Jesus said, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear? He was talking about the ears of your born-again spirit. because people are dull. We're dull sometimes, right? We don't hear in the Spirit like we should and could. That's supposed to be normal. I said, it's supposed to be normal. And so God is trying to open our eyes, but sometimes to do that, he has to get our attention. And so some of your attention has been got. But it doesn't have to be the hard way. But what he's trying to do is let your eyes fly wide open so you can see into his world. That is not supposed to be foreign. Heaven is supposed to be your home. And as we fellowship with home, we become more and more used to our new place. And earth becomes a little odd. You know, that's how it's supposed to be. We're strangers in a strange land. That's how it's supposed to be. This is, if we're too at home here, we're probably not doing it right. But we're supposed to get used to his house. Come on, his temple, his place of residence. We're hanging out with the Father, where that's normal, where you have an open connection all the time, all the time, all the time. That's to become the new normal. And God isn't mad at you. He's saying, come higher, because you have desires that I put in you. You have callings I put in you that are dormant because they can't be woken up by anything in this world. This world doesn't have the gas to throw on that fire. This world doesn't have what lights that thing I put in you. You've got something in you and you know it. But how does it connect? It has to connect to its heavenly equivalent. So you can't do it in the flesh. And people wander around for years and years taking classes and doing studies, and I do them too, don't get me wrong. I do them because they build me up. That's good. We're supposed to do that. But the point is, if that's all we do and we never access our heavenly counterpoint, the thing that is in us will remain dormant until the day we step over. There's something in you and you know it. Come on, don't you know there's something more in you? Don't you know, man, I know I'm called to do something, and you've tried all this stuff to make it happen, but you can't, because it doesn't work that way. There are some things that have to be mixed with heavenly goods. It has to be mixed with relationship. It has to be mixed with the power of the Spirit. It has to be. And so God is, you know, he's tried gently for years to call people, but some people are hard of hearing. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, some people are very dull of hearing. It's just a fact. It just is. And he's trying to get us to give him our attention, our full attention, because he wants to bless us beyond what we can comprehend. He wants to bring to life that thing that is in you. It's like a power source. Come on. Inside of you, there lives a heavenly power source. But you can't activate it through anything that this world has to offer. There's no Bible class that will activate it. There isn't. And I love Bible classes. I'm always taking Bible classes. I love them. Love them. But that will never activate what's in you. You know there's something in you, because God has put it there, and you know, you can feel it, you can tell, there's some, man, there's more, I know there's more. Edgar, all through his life, even when he's getting really old, he said, I just feel like there's something more I should be doing. The guy's cracking 90. You know, I just feel like there's something more we should be doing. But he was aware of that power source, that Holy Ghost power. He knew what that felt like. He knew by the power of the Spirit, by his experience, he knew what that was like. And he'd done a lot. But see, what would happen if heaven got a hold of your innards? Because what God wants to do in the earth, he will only do through humans. Now, I don't know why he chose to do it that way, but he chose to do it that way. You know, you think God is all sovereign. Why didn't he just wave his arm and do it? You know, we'd like to see that, wouldn't we? Just because I designed a system that I wanted to honor my children. I wanted to honor those that would honor me. Those that would set themselves apart unto me, those are the ones that I will use. Didn't it say, the eye of the Lord is roving continually through the earth? Think about it. 24 hours a day while you're sleeping, he's looking, looking, looking. His eye is roving through the earth looking for somebody whose heart is wholly his, so that he may show himself strong in them. He's looking for somebody to blast through. And it isn't our great knowledge he's looking for. It isn't our great, profound wisdom. None of us know anything compared to God. He's looking for someone whose heart is wholly his. And when he finds that, he's found a gateway into earth. Because, see, he's already put in you that power base, but it has to be activated by his Spirit, and that has to happen in relationship. And no preacher can give it to you. People can tell you, but I'll never forget when I first heard the message of glory. And it was delivered by somebody with a sixth grade education. She said, the way you learn to pray is to pray. I can't teach you how to pray, you have to pray. And I remember thinking, oh, you know, I was dull. Well, what she meant was as you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray, you gain expertise into his realm. If someone taught you all the moves to make you a third degree black belt, would you be one? No. You have to do it and do it and do it. It's more almost subjective. It's almost a thing you have to feel. You have to feel when to move. Some things can't be taught intellectually. They can't be. The realm of the Spirit is something you have to do through relationship. It's something you have to become. You become. You're born again. I pray everyone in here is born again. And that makes you a citizen of heaven, and it makes heaven a residence in you. It makes heaven resident in you. If you're born again, heaven is resident in you. But why aren't we seeing it? Why don't we look at each other and see heaven bursting out? Because when heaven bursts out, there's miracles or there's change, right? Because a person has to be yielded to greater and greater. And it doesn't happen, it's not a switch you can flip and now you don't have it, now you do. It's not like that. It's a forever pressing into journey that you gain more and more because you couldn't handle it all at once. The honest truth, none of us could. But if you look at the people who found their way in, who've pressed in until they got there, they went from level to level to level, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And so what I'm saying to you is no preacher can give it to you, but they can hopefully motivate you to say, nothing else matters. This is what I'm after. This is it. I'm going after this. I'm going to spend the rest of my life. I don't get it. I don't even know how to ask, Lord. I remember the day when I understood about the glory. And I said, I don't even understand. She said, I don't know much, but I know one thing. There's a high road to success, and it's called the walk of the Spirit. And I said, Lord, I was driving on the tri-state tollway. I said, I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to spend the rest of my life learning that. Teach me that. That was probably 40 years ago. I'm still pressing in because you know what I found out? She was right. There's a high road to success in every area, and it's called the walk of the Spirit. In every trial, in every business failure, in every failure of any kind, every situation, every trial, every relationship failure, every problem of every kind, there's a high road of success and victory, and it's called the walk of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is in there with you, and if you'll walk with him and not your stinking flesh and your great knowledge and all your intellect and all your Bible college and all that stuff, but if you'll walk with the Spirit and say, what are we doing now? And just trust him. He'll tell you something that you think, oh, I don't think that's right. He knows what he's doing. You just do it. You just shut up and you do it. And what you'll find is, oh, would you look at that? Would you look at that? He solved that one too. And you get to where you don't have to suffer all the time. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to have heartache all the time because you're walking above. You're walking in a higher realm. It is a new day. God is trying to bring us in. And I know we've been talking about this for years, and some of you might be hearing, my God, Holly, don't you know another subject? Yeah, I know lots of them, but I'll tell you something. This is the one that I know that will change your life forever if you'll do it. This is the one that I know. I know. I'm not talking about something I think, or this is a great idea, or I learned this in school. This is something I know will change your life forever if you will do it. Amen? Okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.